it's good to see you this morning, friends. It's Pastor Chris, and I'm glad you decided to watch this morning so that we can praise and worship God together. So let's do that now. Let's stand up. Let's sing. Let's praise God.
A lot of it.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That was great. That's so fun to sing and praise God. Now let's get ready for the big God story today. All right, so put on your pay attention glasses. Woo! Those are super good. Mine are like binoculars today. Yeah, cool. Let's put on our listening ears. Let's zip, lock, and button our lips so that our mouths aren't moving so we can listen, all right? And let's also put our hands together right now and let's pray and ask God to join us. God, thanks for being with us wherever we are. Thanks that we can always come to you. God, thank you that you're stronger than anything. And God, thank you for your love. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so you guys, I think you're pretty smart. You probably know some things about God that you could say right now. So go ahead and maybe think for a second. Think. What's something you know about God? You got something? Okay, let's shout it out as loud as possible. All right, something you know about God. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. God is awesome! Oh, sorry, I didn't hear what you said because I was too loud. Oh, okay, all right, excellent. Those are great thoughts. So one thing we know about God is that he has power over everything. So, question, does he have power over the wind? That's right, he does. Does he have power over illness? Yes, he does. Does he have power over the sun and the moon and the stars? Yeah, he does. That's amazing. And there is no one like God. Only he has the power to do all of those things and so much more that we don't even have time to talk about today. God is worthy of worship. And so today in our big God story, Jesus was traveling to the city of Jerusalem. And as he came to a town, he heard loud voices shouting at him from a distance. Oh, look what I have today. What's this, friends? That's right, a megaphone. And we use our a megaphone to make our voices really loud. All right, you don't have one, but that's okay. You can still use a really loud voice. And I want you to say, Jesus, help us, really loud. Okay, let me hear you. Jesus, help us. Yeah, that's right. So Jesus heard that when he was walking to Jerusalem. He turned to see who was calling him. And he saw 10 lepers. Not leopards, that's an animal. 10 lepers. They were people that had a disease or a sickness called leprosy. And it made their skin and it was not very fun at all. And there were 10 of them. Let's count to 10. Really quick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, right? So because they had this illness, this disease, people didn't want to get too close or touch them. It was, ew, because they weren't sure how it got transmitted and how they got this disease. So they, the lepers, had to live far away from all the rest of the people. They couldn't be with their friends. They couldn't be with their families, and they couldn't be with their church. Wow. How would you feel if you were so sick you couldn't be with your family or friends or even go to church? Yeah, I would be super sad and super lonely because I like being with people. So these lepers, the people that had this skin disease, heard about Jesus. They knew, I don't know if they heard it through a megaphone because they didn't have those back then, but they knew Jesus. They heard that he could heal people. Is that true, friends? Can Jesus heal people? That's right. He can. And so when they saw Jesus, they shouted as loud as they could. Help us! That's right. So Jesus had compassion on them. Jesus said this. He said, go show yourself to the priests, the ones that could tell them that they were clean, that they were healed, and then they could go back to their family. Guess what? The lepers trusted Jesus' words and had faith in him. What's faith, you might ask? Faith is when you believe something and then do something about it. These guys that were sick had faith because they believed Jesus would heal them. And they did exactly what Jesus told them to do. As they were on their way to go see the priest, the 10 men that were healed. Wow. Jesus didn't have to touch them. Nope. And he didn't have to say anything special over them. Nope. He just said, go show the priests that you're healed. God has power over everything. He took the illness right away from these guys. And Jesus is worthy of our worship. And they were super excited. They could go home to their families now and they could give somebody a big hug. Yeah. So 10 lepers went away healed. But guess what? Only out of the 10, one came back to praise Jesus. The one man said, praise God, he has healed me. Thank you. The man bowed at Jesus' feet and worshiped him. That's amazing. He wanted to worship Jesus with everything he had, and he wanted everyone to know that Jesus had healed him. And Jesus noticed that only one came back. He said, were not 10 lepers cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give and praise God except for this one guy? Huh. I wonder. Friends, do you know, are we all created to worship God? Yes, that's right. We all belong to God and he loves us. And you know what God's love makes me want to do? It makes me want to shout praise. Yes, yay, God. Just like the man who was healed of leprosy. And you know what? That's exactly one of the things that God created us to do. We were made to shout our praises to God. So friends, let's do it. Let's shout our praise to God. The Bible is full of loud praises to God. In Psalm 101, it says, verse 1, it says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. In Psalm 98:4, it says this, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music with the Lord, with the harp, with the sound of singing, with the trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord the King. That sounds like a party to me. Praising God. So there's so many ways we can worship him. And we can share our praise with God anytime. And we can say thank you for the amazing things that he's done. We're going to spend some time today. Maybe you want to shout praise and worship to God that way. That's excellent. Maybe you want to dance. That's awesome. Maybe you want to just sing. That's okay too. And maybe today you just think maybe if you just sat quietly and praised God, that's okay too, friends. But earlier we heard that Psalm 100 verse 1 says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Think for a minute. Can you imagine how it would sound if the whole world, all the people praised God at the same time? That would be really, really loud. All right, so we're going to praise God with our words right now. And you can do it super loud if you want. I'm going to say, God is, and you're going to say, worthy of worship. All right, here we go. God is worthy of worship. You got it. One more time. God is. Yes, thanks, friends. From the top of my head, way, way down to my toes, I can't keep it all inside. I wanna jump with all my might. From the top of my head, way, way down to my toes, I can't keep it all inside. I wanna dance with all my might.
toes. I can't keep it all inside. I wanna jump with all my might. From the top of my head, way, way down to my toes. I can't keep it all inside. I wanna dance with all my might.
Let's do our blessing because we've got to go. But thanks for joining me today. Let's do our blessing. May you trust God with everything in your life. May you always worship Him with shouts of praise and a thankful heart. Have a great week praising God.